Rioters got close to the former vice president. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Today's hearing by the House panel investigating the deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol last year focused on pressure put on former Vice President Mike Pence to reject the Electoral College election results.
The committee aimed to show that former President Trump wanted Vice President Mike Pence to tip the scales in his favor during the certification of the Electoral College. At his rally on the Ellipse before the riot, Mr. Trump said he'd be very disappointed if Pence did not intervene to reject electoral votes from states that President Biden won. Pence did not budge. Federal Judge Michael Luttig warned Pence that getting involved constituted a, quote, treacherous plan to steal America's democracy. Luttig says the former president poses what he called a clear and present danger.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Today's testimony revealed rioters in the Capitol made it to within 40 feet of the former vice president. Customs and Border Patrol officials have released data on the last month's illegal crossing at the nation's southern border.
239,416 illegal crossings. That is now the highest number in DHS history, beating out April, which was the previous record. There were 100,699 Title 42 expulsions, representing only about 42% of the total. And there were 14,699 unaccompanied children. That's up 21% over April. There have now been more than 1.5 million illegal crossings at our southern border since the fiscal year began in October.
Fox's Bill Malugin in La Jolla, Texas. Two people are dead, one other hospitalized after a shooting at a Vestavia Hills, Alabama church near Birmingham. Police say the suspected shooter is now in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Senate negotiators are finalizing details on a gun safety framework.
Two issues remain unresolved on a legislative package negotiated by 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats, enhancing background checks, mental health funding, and school safety initiatives. Texas Republican John Cornyn says lawmakers must reach an agreement on federal funding for states with red flag laws and other crisis intervention programs. Negotiators are also trying to reach consensus on a so-called boyfriend loophole to prevent partners convicted of domestic abuse from obtaining firearms. Senate leaders have indicated if legislative language is settled this week, votes could be set for next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Incarcerated lawyer Michael Avenatti has pleaded guilty to four counts of wire fraud and a tax-related charge in a federal court case in Southern California accusing him of cheating his clients out of millions of dollars. Some of the country's favorite brands are changing their products to keep up with demand.
Some popular products are being tweaked because of ingredient shortages, supply chain issues, and higher prices. Unilever, maker of Hellmann's mayonnaise, Knorr soups, Dove soap, and other consumer products, tells Reuters it's substituting other oils for sunflower oil, which usually comes from Ukraine. It's also using less silicone in deodorant because it's in short supply. Unilever was already trying to reduce its reliance on petrochemicals to make products more sustainable. Now it's also because those ingredients cost more. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department today reporting that new applications for jobless aid fell by 3,000 to 229,000. About 1.3 million Americans are currently collecting benefits. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.